VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. When it comes to emergencies, and yes, one could happen to you, the health and even life of your business is at stake unless you have a contingency plan. Social Sandy Garcia is a social media marketing coach who's known on eBay as top-rated seller Office Threads, and she's here now to help us make that plan. Sandy, why do eBay sellers need a contingency plan?
Hey, Griff. Well, it's because of what just happened to me, for example. I just moved from San Francisco Bay Area to Indiana, right? And I thought this move would have me shut down for 6 to 8 weeks, maybe. I planned for it. I put up graphics on social media. I let my customers know ahead of time. But when I got here, I was supposed to move into a finished basement for my new office. I had 1,000 square feet. It was all mine. I was very excited. I was going from like 300 feet to 1,000 square feet. And the basement kept flooding
over and over.
I won't even tell you what it was flooding with. Let's just say it wasn't pleasant.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
So life happens. Unexpected things happen all the time.
No kidding. And in your case, stuff really happened.
Oh, my goodness. My Office Threads is still not reopened. I'm working on it. Maybe by Christmas.
So,
well, you know, because we went right up against the holidays now, so it's not the time to start unpacking.
What do you suggest a person do for making a what's the first tip for making a contingency plan?
Absolutely. The first thing is try, if at all possible, to set aside 6 months of emergency operating expenses. Now, that when I say 6 months, it sounds like a lot, but I'm only talking about the expenses to keep your business going on a month-to-month basis. And that means your eBay store fees, your subscription fee, if you have Terapeak, your Terapeak subscription fee. If you use inventory management software, the fee for that. Whatever the fees are that are going to keep happening whether you're operating or not, make sure you have 6 months' worth of fees to set aside. And for most sellers, you know, maybe it's $100, $150 a month if they work out of their home. But if you can plan ahead to have that in a cushion, you know, your own personal life, you're going to probably be living off credit cards in this situation. It's just one way to help mitigate the stress of that going forward if you do have a crisis arise.
Mm, that makes sense because, like you said, you weren't planning for this. That's a huge floods of any type. They have that.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's terrible. What's your second tip?
Let's see. My second tip would be make sure that someone you trust has access to all of your online accounts.
Ooh.
And I'm going to suggest that these are printed on a physical piece of paper that are put with emergency documents and not kept on a file in your computer somewhere. Here's why that's important. You may have a customer service issue arrive where, maybe a parent went in the hospital. You had to drop and fly to Cleveland at a minute's notice. You don't know, you've got to go. If you do that and you know you're not going to be in front of your computers, maybe your husband, your partner, your loved ones can step in and refund customers for you if you can't get near a computer to do it yourself, if you can't fulfill their orders. Or they could maybe, if you rent an office, they can log in and pay your rent. So it's really important. Or if, you know, you're incapacitated yourself, you're not going to be there to tell them what to do.
We had somebody on about 3 years ago, Sandy, I think it was an attorney, who gave us some tips, and we're going to have somebody back on, some legal tips for what you should do to make sure. Listen, I own 100 and something domain names.
Wow.
Some of those might be worth something to John if I passed away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So all of those kind of things that you have, the intellectual property, and certainly a lot of these eBay things would be in that category.
Well, or even more simply, just making sure your domain name, if the bill comes due while you're in the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
Making sure it gets renewed.
Yeah, this is a good one. So far, well, we're speaking with Sandy Garcia, social media marketing coach, and we're talking about having a contingency plan for sellers. And the first was for making a contingency plan was reserve 6 months operating expenses somewhere in case you get in a situation like hers where she moved and she's got a flood. The second tip was to leave information on how to access online accounts with someone you trust. What's your third tip?
Okay, so my next tip is really simple, and everybody can do this in the next 5 minutes. Have an emergency eBay buddy lined up for your friends and family to call if you are incapacitated.
Good idea.
Buddy up with someone that if you're in the hospital, their husband can call you. I mean, your husband can call them. Or if their kid goes in the hospital.
So you're talking about somebody else who knows how to sell on eBay, another eBay seller.
Everybody has an eBay buddy somewhere who's listening to eBay Radio. We're very social. I know we all have buddies.
It's true, yes.
So have a buddy who's trained in eBay to help you, to help your friends, to help your family. If they have a quick question like, where do I find the shipping address or something quick, or how do I find the post office, whatever. Have a friend that is ready, willing, and able to take the phone call if your important life person needs to ask them questions.
That makes sense. All right, well, so those are good tips so far. Let's move on to the fourth one. And we'll summarize again soon.
What's your fourth tip?
Sure. The fourth tip is for whatever, if you, you never want to be unable to work, but sometimes things happen. So if that's the situation, you want to have your operations literally written down so that someone can come in behind you and go through the steps, even if it's just for fulfilling orders in the short term, to make it very easy for them. So my recommendation is to create a procedure manual for very simple recurring operations. How do you find an order that needs to be shipped? How do you package it? How do you ship it? Write all that down and have it in a physical binder that somebody could pull off the shelf and read if they needed to.
What is your fifth tip?
Oh, this is a tough one that I have struggled with for a lot. Learn to let go and delegate.
Yes.
Entrepreneurs do not like to let go and delegate, but what you'll find once you start is it frees you up so much. If you can delegate now some of your routine operation tasks, common ones could be bookkeeping. It could be order fulfillment, because there's lots of great order fulfillment services out there. It doesn't have to just be that which will not be named with a different company, which we won't talk about on eBay Radio. There's lots of local order fulfillment companies. Just do a Google search with the name of your nearest large city and put in the words merchant fulfilled or merchant fulfillment. And you'll find lots of small companies that can do that for you. So figure out what you can let go of now and free you up to do the things that are going to make you the most money. It's okay to spend money on certain tasks if it frees you up for things that will make you even more money in the long run.
Good advice. All right, so we have five tips. What is your sixth tip?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. I'm going to give you an example. My cousin... her husband was just hospitalized very unexpectedly, and he's been in the hospital for over 18 days, and it was quite serious. We weren't sure he was going to make it. He's doing better now, thank the Lord, but, you know, these things happen to everybody where you're pulled away from your life to go take care of that person who's dearest to you. And when that happens, don't be afraid to ask for help. And you're going to have to learn to use your words. As I tell my autistic nephew, use your words. if you need help getting the kids to school, ask your good friend, can you get the kids to school? If you need help making dinner, ask, the lady from church who offered to help. Say, yeah, I do need help. Could you make dinner for us? you know, or feed my kids or whatever it is. Asking for help doesn't mean giving over your business. Any pressure or stress you can take out of your daily life, ask for help with that, and it can make all the difference in keeping yourself sane and stress manageable going forward while you help your family member in crisis.
And what is your seventh tip?
And my very last one is that make sure you have a plan ahead of time to have someone that you can talk to if you were pulled out of your work in your life to have to take care of somebody else. You know, we, as entrepreneurs, people tend to think we're very flexible with our schedules. And we do have flexibility, but that doesn't mean we don't have to work. And what happens is people, you know, maybe they're at the hospital 8 hours a day.
Or the nursing home visiting their mother every day.
Or the nursing home.
The day before that happened to my mother, I got an offer to do a project. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't do any more projects. I have no more minutes. And then the next day, my mother was, you know, put in the hospital. And I'm there every day now. I found those minutes. But you're so right, Sandy.
But you need to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You need to have someone to help your emotional health, to help you manage the stress by getting it out, not bottling it up.
Thank God for my family. These were all great tips.
Fantastic.
Today.
I learned something.
Sandy Garcia, known on eBay as Social Sandy. S-A-N-D-Y, by the way.
S-A-N-D-I,
excuse me. It's S-A-N-D-I. So it's Social Sandy. Sandy, we love you and appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sandy.
Miss you guys.
This segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the pre-social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Up next, mobile shipping labels. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. Our Bid-On Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name-brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $10 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid-On Fusion's weekly national box sale event. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid-On Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $10 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid-On Fusion's weekly national box sales, created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com. If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them With Outright, the problem's solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.